A lot of bars in Washington, I've heard, were opening early just to catch the very start of this testimony. And obviously, it's intrigued a great deal of people. So looking at this, at this live testimony that's come out last night, any big revelations? What are your sort of key points?
Well, my take on it is we learned three things. First, the president's a liar. Second, we learned that the Russians interfered with the election, and there's no dispute about that. And third, we learned the president has not committed an impeachable offense. Not yet, anyway.
Of course, the interference with the Michael Flynn investigation, a lot of people were calling that obstruction of justice. You're saying it falls short of that, of calling it just that, just at this point, at current time?
Well, he was accidentally careful in that he did not say anything at that time that would allow you to put him on trial. And I think that was an accident, not by design. He's not that careful and that articulate, but he did not go to the point of saying, I want you to do this. He said, I hope you might do this for me. And of course, that is not an offense, but the implications are very clear for anyone who's worked with a person in power and has substantial responsibility. When they hope for something, that means they want it to happen. Their hope is your command. And I think it was very clear that that was the inference, and that's why all the notes were taken by Comey.
We're also talking about these leaked NSA documents this week, pointing the finger at Russians for the 2016 election hacking. And this testimony that Comey has come out with, saying there were all these attempts clearly originating from Russia at influencing the election. Has it really told us anything we didn't know yet, though?
Well, these leaks are, you have to put a pattern together here. First, it seems, I think, more than seems, that Comey didn't believe the people above him, that is the Attorney General and the Acting Attorney General, or Deputy Attorney General, were playing fair. That they, in fact, might well not act on information that was vital to the security of the United States. And so this piece of paper coming from NASA basically says the same thing, that the person who revealed this didn't trust her higher up to reveal it to the right sources, and if they did, those sources might not act on it. This sounds like some kind of a spy novel, where you can't trust the people on the top because they're liars. And that's exactly what Comey was saying.
Well, looking at the response from the White House, looking at the response from President Trump, he was actually making a speech across town at the time of the testimony, telling supporters that their movement was under siege, and he vowed to fight on, saying, "We're under siege, but we will come out bigger and better and stronger than ever." So what do you make of the response from the White House so far?
Well, I think that's a speech for the Cleveland Cavaliers, the basketball team that's down 3-0 against the Golden State Warriors. Well, if you're the coach, you say, well, we're going to come out clear and we're going to win, even though you're down a lot of points. And he's down a lot of points. Let's look at it. His attorney general is essentially out of the game. He's accused of meeting with the Russians, and now he's accused of doing something that was really very poor judgment, leaving the room while Comey was there with the President of the United States. He is the chief law enforcement officer of the country. He should not leave the room. And thirdly, it is pretty clear that people in his own organization don't trust him, and the deputy attorney general is acting on his own. He's the one that hired Mueller. That's the first thing. The second thing is the president's staunch, most important person in his administration is now under siege. When the president's son-in-law is under investigation, that means he can't give the president advice.
Mm.
And so we see the president's son stepping into that area, a business person, not a politician. And thirdly, there is no agenda. The president's agenda is gone. No one is tending to it in the White House or out of the White House. And the number of people bailing out. He not only can't fill jobs, there are people leaving.
Hmm. Look, I think it's important to note that Republicans have jumped to the defense of Donald Trump. Some of them are touting it as something of proof that Donald Trump was never under investigation by the FBI, although that's not really the thread of what James Comey was saying. Now, House Speaker Paul Ryan, he said that Donald Trump is learning as he goes about government and probably did not understand the protocols that keep the FBI separate from the presidency. Now, ignorance of the law, not usually a great defense, especially you would hope for a president, but are Republicans just willing to forgive and forget in this scenario?
Well, the problem here is the diminishing role of government as an honest broker. I think the Senate investigators have to be very careful, because if it sounds like members of the Congress can't be trusted, members of the administration can't be trusted, and the justice system can't be trusted, how can the nation state be trusted? So Ryan has to be very careful about coming to the defense of the president. This game is not over by a long shot. Mueller is a very tough, very smart investigator. And when he starts sweeping the floor, a lot of cobwebs start coming out.
Mm.
And what he has to do is make them run. He doesn't have to catch them. And when they start running, they're running away from the president and they're running away from his agenda. So, and the nation's at stake, too, I might add. So I think we have to be very careful about the long game here. The nation's really at stake. If people don't have confidence in the nation state, we're really in trouble, and he's lost friends overseas. And the Chinese are seizing on this every word, every minute. This was on Chinese television, saying that the president of the United States is a liar, and the Chinese are really pushing that line, saying we told you so.
Just as a final point there, Ed, you mentioned Mueller there. He's ex-FBI. We've seen around the same time of this testimony, the former Justice Department official Christopher Wray has been put up by President Trump as the new FBI director. But obviously there is a lot of fairly disgruntled employees in the FBI right now. And it's insane that we're even asking this. But how is the FBI likely to fight back at this point against the presidency?
I think so. And let's hope they do it really clearly, really honestly. I think there'll be people in the FBI who are moved into these investigative roles who have to be careful not to do "I'm out to get you," but to do a very careful and thorough investigation. So that takes some watching too. Think about it. The FBI is being run by a special prosecutor. The person who's been nominated to come into the job is a person who has ties with Russia.
Mm.
This is not a good sign. Where does this line get drawn? If I were Trump, I would remove this nominee right away, because here's another point where the Democrats, the American people, lose confidence in the government itself. These are bad times.
Absolutely astonishing. Worrying. Bad times indeed. Ed, thank you very much. Do appreciate, as we do each week, having a bit of a chat about the latest. Certainly plenty of material to go with this week.
Well, it's not over. We've got a lot more to talk about.
Absolutely. Ed, mate, you have a very good day.
Thank you. Bye.